7 minutes now after 10 o'clock, and it is time for Kaleidoscope. Joining us this morning, Windham City Councilwoman Jenny Quaid. Thank you for coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you, Steve, for having me.
Well, so obviously, topic on everybody's mind is the entire telecom issue. So it was supposed to be, was it going to be read at last week's meeting?
Yes, our first reading was on the agenda for last Tuesday, and due to one council member not being there and being a significant part of that conversation, we felt we wanted all council members present before we move forward. So it'll be on the agenda this coming Tuesday, February 17th.
Okay. So let's just kind of dig into this. And there's a lot of concerns, a lot of questions, and quite frankly, even though I feel like you've done a good job getting information out, there's a lot of just unknowns, I think, as far as the public goes. So let's just jump into this and give us some of your research here.
Okay. Yes, I have been researching, looking through minutes, reading contracts. It has consumed my time, taking calls, listening to everyone, which has been great. I like talking with people, and I like listening to their point of view, and I'm glad that they're willing to listen to the things I have to say, too. So that's why I felt coming and doing Kaleidoscope would be great to get that out there, especially for people not on Facebook and not seeing my posts, that we can get this information out to them. So I'd like to start with Federated came to us, the city of Windham, approaching us about buying the telecom system. And this has been months in the making, a long process, many, many meetings, many different talks about this. And in this, when they approached us, we looked at we needed to, as a city of Windham, consult with an independent firm to look at looking at the evaluation of what WindhamNet, the broadband business, was worth. You can't really sell something if you don't know a price Sure. tag of what you think it's worth. And also, Federated did their due diligence, and they also hired an independent contracting engineering firm to evaluate and tell them, too, what are you looking at, what kind of price range, what kind of upgrades need to happen, those kind of things. So both firms looked at similar things, and we were able to now publicly release the report that the city paid for. And part of the report that Federated received, we also were able to release that publicly as well. So those are posted on the Facebook page. They also are within the Windham City Council packet, which is public and you can find online at the City of Windham website as well. So just jumping right in, I guess let's look at the City of Windham. We contracted with CCG Consulting for that valuation of the broadband service. And in their report, they say that the business is worth between $5.5 and $6.2 million. And it states in there, any sale within that range would be considered fair market value. And so I'll just point out again that Federated's offer to the City of Windham was for $6 million. So that is, I would say, on the high end.
Right in line, yeah.
Of what our evaluation came back. Now, the evaluation that the City of Windham had completed, what they considered in that was the nature of the business and the history of it, also looking at the economic outlook and specifics to the telecom industry, the earning capacity of the business, and the market value of corporations that are engaged in a similar line of business. Now, what they used was number counts from November of 2024, because this report was done a while
Sure.
back. We just now are able to publicly release it. But the number count that they used when they made that evaluation from November of 2024, if people see posts that I've had and what I've pointed out recently, is our customer base has declined greatly from November of 2024. I'll just point out, in November of 25, when we had cable, we had 521 cable customers. Now, we ended cable in December, switched over to streaming, and so in January, our streaming customers were 357. So we lost 164 customers in 2 months between that switch from cable to streaming. And
that's a substantial number.
Yes, and what I look at, and part of my looking at the overall thoughts on moving forward with selling or keeping is the 164 customers we lost, there are so many other competitors on the market. Hulu, Netflix, Paramount, YouTube TV. There's so many different providers that provide streaming services out there. You look around, people are looking for what's the lowest price? What can I get, you know, for my money? So how would we get the 164 that we lost? How would we get them back? I mean, once you've switched to some other streaming service and you start figuring out how it works, people aren't as comfortable with change and doing something different, but they also are looking for that price. So I just feel like it's going to be hard to get those customers back. Then looking at our phone service, our phones in January of 25, we had 748 phone customers. January of 26, we were down to 608 customers. So we lost 140 phone customers within 1 year.
Wow. Okay.
So again,
and that really is just people getting rid of landlines and moving to cell phones. And that's a trend that's not going to reverse.
No, we have so many cellular carriers out there that are being incredibly successful with their products, from AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon. You know, they're out there marketing to a great, you know, a big market of people.
Sure.
So they can try to keep their costs low. With the city of Windham, we only have the small pool within our city limits that we're drawing from. And unless we have a big population boom, we're not going to have that kind of customer base to draw from. In that report, too, that we had done with CCG Consulting, they talked about how the internet providers of like Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T are just like small town business WindhamNet just can't keep up with those kind of providers. They also had talked about fiber overbuilders coming in, and people like AT&T have been really aggressive on overbuilding. And so they're looking at, stated 20 million additional passes by 2030. So we're going to have more and more competition
right.
with outside markets coming. And then, you know, you look at now, a lot of people are talking about the new generation of Starlink satellite. And how, you know, they're saying that they can have 10 times more capacity, increased speeds, you know, mobile, on-the-go services. And so people have so many options. That's why I think it's hard to consider that WindhamNet can keep up with the other people in the market. Another thing I guess we're looking at, too, you know, just us being a small provider and how, you know, trying to provide the best service with the scale of what we have. The broadband growth has just, you know, is tremendous everywhere. But the city of Windham, you know, I believe in the report it said that we had gained less than 1% growth over the last year of our internet customers.
Okay.
And it said that other companies, you know, that could come in or whatever, that have a wider customer base, they could probably double in size within 5 years. But we still, like I said, have that small customer base. There's no way we're going to double in size in 5 years like other people that could come in and take over WindhamNet have the potential to do.
Right. Well, you mentioned early on, you know, the footprint, the customer base that Windham's working with is limited. And that in itself, where other companies can expand and keep covering more and more territory, Windham can't do that.
Yes. And the final thing on the Windham report, I'll say that we got, it also says, and I'm not a techie person, but they point out it's called a GPON network that we're operating right now. They said that that technology will be phased out over the next 5 to 7 years.
Oh,
and that's in
okay.
the report that, you know, we hired to have done. So we're looking at networks, you know, services and things that we have right now that we're offering are on a limited timeline. There needs to be more upgrades. There needs to be more money spent to upgrade if we're going to keep up with what's out there. So next, I'd like to switch over then to Finley Engineering Report. And that's the report that Federated independently paid for and looked at to evaluate. And I would like to note that Finley Engineering, they are the firm that designed WindhamNet in the beginning. So Finley Engineering, very familiar with Wyndham Net.
So they ought to know what it is.
Yes. And so, you know, looking at that, they talked about replacement of routers, new servers, a lot of the technical things that are near end of life or going to be near end of life, and how they recommended replacement and changing and upgrades of different systems. In the report, it's about $1.8 million that they estimate in upgrades that should happen. They're looking at changing, and for the techie people that will know this, moving Wyndham Net customers to a Calix XS PON platform. For techie people, they know what that means.
They know what that means.
I don't know. Sounds fancy. Yes, it sounds fancy. But
how old is this, the equipment? You know, when people with electronics and things like that, everybody knows, you know, your computer sitting at home, it's got a lifespan of 5 years, and you push it to 10 or something. Do you have any idea when did all this equipment originally get put in?
I do not have those.
Okay, you don't have
numbers
that
in front of me.
But it has, you know, it's been years. It's been, as you said, it's at the end of its life.
Yes, yes.
And with technology changing as quick as it is, even if the equipment physically still works, it doesn't necessarily work with the rest of the world's equipment.
Yes, and to keep up with the high-speed internet that everyone wants, we have to keep up with the technology.
Okay. All right. So what did this other study say?
So the also with the Finley Engineering, they talked about our phone lines and our phone service and needing that to upgrade, needing more changes there. So it's not just our internet service, you know, if Federated or whatever company would come in, would need to upgrade our phone lines as well. And so there is additional costs with that. They could look at migrating Wyndham Net over to voice customers with GigTel, which is what Federated is offering, or they could look at Federated, their voice traffic moving over to this meta switch, they call it, which to me, in reading the report and kind of doing some research, this meta switch was acquired by Microsoft in May of 2024. And then Microsoft quickly announced that this product would have an end of life date of December of 2029.
Oh.
And so then you're like, okay. But then all of a sudden it said it got bought out then in March of 2025 by another company who then said, well, maybe we won't have that end of life date, but we'll have more information to come. And so to me, that's a little, like, I don't know if I want to risk it that product is, you know.
It's still going to be around in 5 years.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I'm just kind of trying to restate that there's just so many changes to keep up with the times. That's the part that is so risky for me. I guess lastly, I'd like to get into why Federated. I mean, that's the big question that people are asking me. Why are we, you know, they came to us. We're looking at the offer that's on the table. To me, I think the majority of people are looking at cost and customer service. People want to find what's the cheapest thing I can get, but still have the best customer service possible. I totally understand that, and that's what I'm looking at too. When Federated came for our public meeting, for those that were out there at the community center when we had that, if you looked around that room, I would say almost half the people in that room were Federated board members, Federated employees. They stood there and showed their support and were committed to coming to Wyndham and taking on this project. So I think that says a lot when they had that many people out there to answer questions and be there and show that they're committed to this. Also Federated, they just were releasing that they have a 91% member satisfaction score. You know, the members that are working with Federated like Federated. Federated provides good service. They also put out publicly the fees that they're looking at charging. And for internet services per the different packages, each package was $15 a month cheaper than what Wyndham Net is currently charging. So that we will see an instant reduction for our Wyndham City of Wyndham residents, $15 a month, which may not seem a lot to some, but to people on a fixed income, $180 a year, that's a lot. The biggest thing I say, though, and we preach it, I hear it on KDOM all the time, shop local. We want to try to keep things local. And Federated is local. Federated is surrounding Windham. They're digging into fiber in the county. They're in our surrounding counties. And what they're going to do is they are going to the building that we have right now where WindhamNet is housed. They will have a person, they will have staff at that building. They will have an open door. It will not be locked like it is right now. You will be able to go into that local office and talk to a person face to face and ask your questions and, you know, get answers and have
that's
that customer
huge.
Service.
That's what it's all about.
To me, that's our number one. You know, when I look at a transition, I want a smooth transition from WindhamNet for our customers to whatever, you know, service. And to me, Federated is providing that. I did confirm just this morning with Federated that your email address will stay the same. It will be an easy transition. I know I had a few people that were a little nervous
about that.
What happens
sure.
with my email address? Do I have to change all this? And they are going to make this as seamless and smooth transition as possible for people. I think some people may not even realize that anything has changed when we'd go from WindhamNet to Federated, if that's what happens. They also, I want to point out, Federated, after that public meeting, they did come out with a statement and stated they will have an ad hoc advisory committee that will have representation from the city of Windham on that to assist them moving forward. They will look at changing their bylaws so that city of Windham residents would then be considered patrons of Federated, which means you have a potential of earning capital credits like their electric customers do. If they have a good year, they pass that along back to their patrons of the service. And so I think that's something that the city of Windham residents need to know, that there's the potential that you may have capital credits. You may have
sure.
a little bit of cash back at the end of the year if it's a successful year. And so to me, they're investing in our community. If you look at Federated's website, you'll see that they give back to the community. They give to fire departments. They give to youth programs. They offer youth scholarships for college. There's a lot of things that they do in giving back in our in communities, and I feel confident that they will do that within the city of Windham. They, like I said, their staff is present. They're out there. They have newsletters that they put out too. I mean, you'll stay up to date with what's going on, and I feel confident with that. A few people talked about, you know, well, could you get a better offer if you opened this up and sell it to some other bigger company? Possibly. You know, these bigger companies haven't come in and done the evaluation yet. You know, that costs money to do
right.
that as well, and it'll
sure.
take another, it'll drag out another 6-8 months before we even, you know, work through that process. But then if you sell off to somebody in, say, the Twin Cities or Sioux Falls or something like that, they don't have that vested interest in that small town like I feel we would get with Federated. And then you're probably calling an 800 number, waiting on hold
right.
to have any kind of customer service.
And your point about local, it just really hits home. You know, we've all fought with the big companies where you sit on hold for an hour, and that's a lot different than walking in the door
yep.
with compliments or concerns.
Exactly.
So you have talked to a lot of people.
Yes, I have.
And do you feel like once people, when they understand what it is and all the different points and the valuations, is it helping people to maybe make up their mind or see where this is a good thing for the city?
I think the majority, yes. I think especially now that we were able to release these reports that were confidential up until just yesterday. So now people can see, you know, what the council has been seeing and weighing and the information that we have got. That's the hard part of being an elected official. You know, you elect us so that we can make the hard choices and the hard decisions at times, but you have to know that we are drawing from a big pool of information, sometimes that the public doesn't see the whole picture.
Right.
Because some things, you know, when you're dealing with financial dealings and transactions, not everything can be released to the public at certain times. But just, you know, hopefully trust that you elected the right people that are doing the research and doing the work to know which way we should move forward. I guess ending, I'd like to just reiterate, you know, the bond payoff as of January of 26 was $4.75 million. Federated is offering $6 million. And I just want to put this out there. I'm a gambler. I like to gamble, you know, not a problem. And you know what? If you have somebody else's money to gamble with, you know, hey, that's even better, right? But when right now we are in the hole almost $5 million and we have, you know, almost $2 million in upgrades that need to happen after you read these reports and see what all needs to happen. We've been losing customers in the last year or so. And I have seen no formal plan from the telecom board or the telecom manager, no formal written plan of how to change, how to improve, how to gain customers, how to move forward with this. That's what I look at. When I put all those together and I see I have a $6 million offer on the table, but I'm in the hole, almost $5 million, and I got maybe $2 million in upgrades, dropping customers, no formal plan, I'm not really willing to risk the taxpayers' money. I'm voting to sell. And I'm hoping that the public can see through this information and understand the position that I'm in and what information that I have used to come to that conclusion.
And again, you mentioned now these studies, they're public, and you can get them just by going to the city website and looking up the new packet.
Yes, the new council packet includes the CCG consulting that the Wyndham paid to have for the evaluation of WyndhamNet, and also it includes a couple pages of the Finley Engineering report that Federated paid to have as well. And so you can read those, see those. And I continue to post information on my Facebook page as well.
Well, we all, I think, appreciate the extra work you're putting in, doing the research and getting the numbers.
Thank you.
All right. Jenny Quaid, we appreciate you coming in. Again, it's going to be on the agenda at the next city council.
Yes.
All right. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM. Jenny Quaid, Wyndham City Councilwoman, thank you for talking with us today.